Jeff Seymour, and welcome to the podcast. Today, I'm going to tell you about an exercise that's going to make your work more authentic and more spontaneous. I'll explain. You know, everyone's trying to figure out what to do exactly. How do we approach this stuff? How do we make it magic? I mean, that's it. That's what everyone's trying to do. That's what, you know, we have approaches about. That's why there's this method and that method. And, you know, these are all hopefully going to be the keys to the kingdom, that kind of thing. And, of course, any of you that know me that have heard any of these other podcasts know that, you know, in 40 years of doing this, I've had a very, very firm belief that more is not necessarily better. And the idea of doing the work and overthinking and overstudy and overplanning is, I think, the death of good, spontaneous work. I don't think that what makes a great actor is their ability to get out their slide rule and make copious notes and lists and figure and plan and break down the script into beats and sort it out and understand and play a double meaning there and maybe even a triple there. And then, you know, all of this work, I don't care what the approach is, if there is some sort of stuff, anything that a human being wouldn't do, I just think it's dumb. It's just dumb. Why is it dumb? Well, it's dumb because, I mean, what is it you're planning out? And if you plan it out, it's actually going to be better than if it were real life. Like, you're so good at planning stuff that when you bust your moves, we'll go, wow, I've never seen anything like that in human life. That's just better than life. That's like more amazing than the amazing. I doubt it. I really doubt it. I doubt it because life, when it's cracking, man, there's really nothing more engrossing than that, really, is there? Come on. How can there be? I mean, how can there be? And how do these people that are in the movies arrive then at these incredibly magnificent moments? Well, listen, they get a little help with an incredibly magnificent script that gives them incredibly magnificent words, and there's incredibly magnificent fight scenes with incredibly magnificent music and a ton of other things. Yes, life isn't usually served up like that, but at the heart of it, at the core of what it is that really gets us is something that never feels, when we watch it, overly planned. It just feels like right and just exactly that. Yep, there it is. It's just, it's clear. It's never convoluted. No, that doesn't work. It's something that's just so precisely authentic and clear and to the point that it just rocks us. See, I think that what we really spend our careers doing is really looking at the human animal and kind of experiencing life and really having a deeper, more interesting kind of understanding about what makes people tick and why it ticks and why there's irony and what is so tragic about that particular situation, and look how we are as people, and isn't this amazing how this happens? You know, the stuff that really gets you is the stuff that really resonates. It's the nuance in the work that usually bowls us over. And you see, I don't think that we get the nuance by planning it. I don't. And if you do, shame on you. That's so cheap and fakey. No, I think that what we do is we just get some very simple guidelines of what it is, of what's going on. We don't overthink it. We don't overwrite about it. We get it. We get it like bloodhounds. We get it. We understand what's going on, and we understand where we're going, and then we just go for it. And everything that's happening is really, aside from the fact that you will say the lines written and hopefully verbatim, as you should, you're using them really as kind of spontaneous tools, if you will, to suddenly at that moment win your case. I think that the creative thing isn't the stuff we think about at the table. I think it is the stuff that we allow ourselves to have the latitude to do. And I don't think that we allow ourselves the latitude when we have things that we've kind of planned we're going to do. Latitude is in short supply when you've got things that you're beholden to or that you've planned. That's just the way it is. You do this, you know, the thing I talk about where you plan all this stuff and then you forget about it and it all just kind of happens because it's in your bones. It doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. I've never seen it. I've been paying attention for 40 years. I don't see that shit. I see people try not to think about the thing that they planned and they're going to just kind of do it and hopefully not think about it, but it's there. It's going to come up. Now it's this thing they had in mind. And what's that got to do with what's right now? Who knows what that other person's actually doing? And did you know what these people even were going to look like when you showed up at the set and you had all your stuff pre-planned? You see, I think that's the death of really good acting. Because you see, what I hear, and this is the interesting part, is that the actors that I'm working with that are coming from, and you know, listen, they start listening to the podcast and they, you know, and so they're kind of ready. They know what they're going to get. And I think that's the main reason, of course, that they look me up and start, you know, Zooming with me. But it's interesting to see them come from whatever school it is of thought. And they, you know, generally seem weary and worn out and they haven't been having fun. And, you know, they're just trying to get out of their own way and they're thinking too much and they feel a little stagnant and they don't like what they do. When they watch their self-tapes, they think it sucks. They don't know why they can't get out of their head. You know, they just don't feel fresh and it just doesn't feel the way that they always dreamed it would. You know, this is what I hear a lot. And then what I set out to do is to try and make that dream they have happen, of course, which is really simple because it's, you know, what they're doing every day that they're living life. But, you know, the trick, of course, is how to get them from the acting thing and knowing the lines and getting to this sense of just freedom where you just really kind of feel like you always thought it should feel if you were really popping on all cylinders. And so when I see people make great, like there was a woman who was, you know, a little, well, you know, it wasn't my style of work. I just started working with her and it just seemed a little stodgy and stuck and thinking too much and kind of flatlining with no real personality and very, you know, pausey and too much thinky, too much going on in the head, in the eyes, I could see it, you know, but nothing's happening out here. What's going on? And then I kind of broke her out of that and, you know, gave her some other ideas. And I remember she came back into class and, man, her work was immediately better. It's not like it was better. It was immediately, like, really cool. Suddenly her work was all really good. I mean, it was stuff we could work on, certainly, but it was entertaining. It was interesting. It felt present. It felt like she was cooking it right on the spot. It felt immediate and interesting. And I asked her about it. She said, I just decided, you know what? I'm just not going to think about shit. That's it. That's what I decided. After you talked to me, I decided, you know what? I'm not going to think about shit. Now, okay, I should say in her defense, I think she thought about a lot of shit, honestly. But she thought about the good shit. That's all. She just focused on the good stuff. She said, I just learned my lines. And I think, okay, that's great. That's great, because that's kind of what I want you to do. But the thing is that when you learn your lines, you end up learning them. And to learn them, you have to kind of understand what you're talking about. And to kind of understand what you're talking about, you have to kind of figure out what's going on. And to figure out what's going on, you got to be a good detective. And you got to read between the lines. And you got to see what's what and who's doing who to. And that process right there, as far as I'm concerned, just to get to the point that you could not only speak your lines, but you knew what you were saying and why. And I don't mean in an actor tricky, well, my internal monologue is having an argument with my external monologue. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm just saying like a human being, if I said, hey, what did you say? Why did you say that? And that you could just explain it to me in human terms, to learn it like that, just that. That's all. And not to write anything down. See, this is the exercise. Here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to try this. You could pick up a script with a friend that you're going to do. You don't do any rehearsing with them at all. You don't run lines with them at all. You memorize your script. You understand what it is you're talking about. I want you to pretend, if you would, that I could suddenly pop in and say, hey, why are you saying that? And you would have to explain it to me in like people terms, not psychological terms. You would just tell me, you'd explain it to me, like if it was real life and I stopped and said, hey, Jim, why'd you just tell her that? The way you would explain it to me, the same way. I just want you to be aware of what you're saying in that same kind of layman way and know your lines perfectly. But when you practice them, I don't want you to try to practice them to where finally it sounds like real. I want you to go over them so you can memorize them, but I never want you to think about the musicality of it or the emphasis or the intonation of it. Don't. In fact, if as you're memorizing it, just very simply try different ways, very slow, but each time you go through your lines, I want you to go through them like you're really understanding what you're saying. I don't want you to worry about the way you're doing it at all. Take your mind off that. I want you to think about what it is you're saying and why you're saying it in regard to whatever it is that's going on. Now, I'm sounding vague, right? You know what I'm not saying? Just know your objective and your choice. No, I don't want to talk that way about it. Pick up the script. Use your noggin, figure out what I just told you, memorize your lines to where you could explain to me in layman terms what's happening, what's the conflict, why are you mad, and you could just talk to me about it very, very simply, very simply. You're not allowed to write anything down. Nothing. Not a note. You should be able to remember the stuff that's important because it's not going to be a lot. I want you to do that. Now, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. You see, what I'm trying to do is to basically, well, kind of inflict the real-life actor approach on you when we would be in person. And I would have ways that I would try and kind of nudge you in different directions to get you to drop into the pocket, as I like to say, where I just feel like you're really just kind of doing it now and, you know, the actor's kind of gone away and the human has kind of come to the forefront and you seem spontaneous and you have good eyes. When I say good eyes, I mean when I watch you listening, I can tell that you're actually thinking about the stuff you should be thinking about. Not, okay, here comes my next line. Okay, God, I'm going to go up at the end. Not that kind of thinking. And what I do is I try and get you into that zone, and then it would be like that. But I have a tricky way, a really tricky way. I'm going to get you to kind of drop anything, any plans you'd have, and this is going to make you much more spontaneous. It's going to make you more authentic and more spontaneous. So let's say there are two of you that are going to work on a scene together, and you have gone to your respective corners, and you have worked on this exactly the way I said. You're not writing anything down. You're basically understanding the gist of the scene, basically understanding what's going on in a very kind of simple way. Much like if you read a news item about a couple and something that happened and they talked about the conflicts and what went on and everything. You know, you can immediately get an understanding about what is. It's not really difficult. Actors tend to overthink, so I'm telling you, no notes, no breakdown, no slide rule, no drawings, no writing in the margins. You know your lines perfectly, perfectly. You understand what it is you're saying, not how you're saying it, what it is you're saying. And as you've practiced your lines and gone over them without using your actual partner even once, you haven't done it once together, you have learned them in a number of different ways, not just one way. You haven't made that decision. You just think in terms of, you know, what is the least amount of information I need here, really, for me to understand what's going on here and go no further. And I want you to just lie down on the floor, you know, facing up, lying on your back, obviously. And then I want you to do the scene. Now, I know, this seems crazy. You're thinking, why would I do that? That's insane. You mean do the scene, no matter what it is, drama, comedy, whatever it is, I'm going to be on my back, my partner's on their back, and we're in the same room, and I guess we could look over and see each other, but just do the scene. Yeah. That's exactly what I want you to do. If I've had an actor that I wanted them to get out of a certain way of doing the thing, a pre-planned idea, whatever, when I would put the actor on the ground on their back, all of their plans just go out the window. They can't do it. You can't really do it. It doesn't work. Because you're in such a compromised position. You're laying flat on your back. And you're speaking up or speaking like you can tilt your head, obviously, and look across the room and see someone. But you're not getting up. Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be some of the most spontaneous work you've ever done. And don't forget, there are times that we lay on our back and we talk. It's not like some crazy thing I'm asking you to do. Sometimes we're just on the floor and we're telling a story, or we can't get up, or we're laying in bed. You're out in the field, you're looking up the sky, you're looking at stars, and then suddenly you and your partner have an argument. And you don't get up. You just lay there. Maybe you look at each other, but you lay there. Now, look, there is a bit of a constraint here, right? Because I don't want you to get up. I don't even want you to turn on your side. I want you to keep that back flat on the ground. Now, if you study the script the way I said, don't write anything down. Memorize your lines perfectly without learning one way of doing them, but understanding them to the point that if I asked you about any line, I said, why are you saying that? Why are you treating him that way? Why are you doing that? You would just have a very simple answer. You understand it that much. That's all. Nothing written down. Very confident with your lines. The very first time you run the scene, you and your partner are laying on your back on the ground. And you do the scene from there. If you do everything I said, I promise you, you're going to feel a different freedom and ease in your work that you haven't felt. If you really do this in earnest, you will. Because what happens is, because of the way you're laying down on the ground, any idea you had, any kind of acting impulse, whatever it is that you've done, it none of it's usable. You're not going to be able to use your arms or your legs or the way you sit in the chair or just things about the way you are sitting, posing with your face. All of that goes out the window. None of it works. It all becomes about what you're saying, why you're saying, what you're trying to get across. And there's something more honest about it when a person's lying on their back. I don't know, but it always works. So try it. Because the best way for me to get people hooked into a better way of working is for them to feel what it feels like when they haven't bludgeoned themselves with homework, yet they feel way more creative, way more spontaneous, way more the way they think acting should feel. That is what I'm always trying to get people to get a sense of, to get them to see a more direct path to the kind of work they want to do. Because, you know, as I say in countless podcasts, I think this old school idea of the breakdown and everything else, I think it's just very encumbering. It's all based on the idea that you can do all this work and then you kind of forget about it and it's in your bones. I keep saying it. It doesn't work that way. Has it ever worked that way for you? It hasn't. And if you think that it did, then okay, maybe it did. I doubt it. You want to, again, to use the analogy of a jazz musician, you want to know what the song is, but you want the latitude to be able to kind of blow it on the spot in a way that you feel in this moment of doing. And tomorrow, it may not be that different, but it will be different. And the next day, and the next day, because, you know, you're kind of improvising a little bit. You're doing the song, but you're riffing. That right there is really what I think the art is all about in acting as well. The jazz musician doesn't sit at home and figure out all the riffs and write them down and know exactly how they're going to improvise the day before they do it, even though they're playing the same song. They're playing the same music. But within that, they've got latitude. To me, the theory of great acting is the same. I think that that's what the great stuff is. And I think that's what we should all aspire to. Because it's always freshly baked, right on the spot. It is of what's happening at that second, perfectly calibrated on its own to what is actually occurring, as in life. In effect, it's a ton easier. Because you understand the basics, but you have a lot of room to move. And then when you have two actors working like this, they're still saying all the lines of the script, but there's just so much more opportunity for interesting things to occur. The bottom line being that it's believable. It is, to a great extent, occurring right now. And that stuff's always more interesting. So, as the lady said, you're not going to do shit, but you'll end up doing a lot of shit. And it'll be interesting shit. Anyway, that's tonight's sermon. Now, I'm hoping you'll try this, and if you do, I'd love to hear from you. You can always email me at jeff@reallifeactor.com. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to a Real Life Actor podcast. This is Jeff Seymour. Real Life Actor podcasts can be found on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic. Please tell your friends. Thanks for listening.